Tracy Doherty turned decades of helping and supporting military spouses as a volunteer into a thriving business to equip and encourage women. Coming up next on Veteran on the Move.
Welcome to Veteran on the Move. If you're a veteran in transition, an entrepreneur wannabe, or someone still stuck in that J-O-B trying to escape, this podcast is dedicated to your success. And now, your host, Joe Crane.
The top seven paths to freedom is my free gift to you for listening to the show, featuring seven great ways for a veteran to take their first step into the exciting world of entrepreneurship. To receive your free gift, go to veteranonthemove.com. Or if you're listening on a mobile device, you can text the word veteran to 38470. Tracy Lynn Doherty is a speaker, teacher, and life coach with a passion for equipping and encouraging women. Tracy has shared her message of encouragement at various women's conferences, churches, and family readiness groups. A key aspect of Tracy's focus has been dedicated to encouraging women in their marriages and as leaders in their communities. Tracy has an online women's ministry at equipandencouragewomen.com. Each week, Tracy posts a free 5-minute video of encouragement. Tracy's husband, Marshall, serves in the Army in Kansas City. Tracy Doherty, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. And before we get started, like we always do, take us back and tell us what you and your husband, Marshall, have done and what you as a military spouse have been doing for the last 20, 30 years.
Well, hi, Joe. Thanks for having me. And I guess I should say it started 33 years ago. I met this really cute guy. We were both students at Texas A&M, and he was in the Corps. And I was studying accounting at that time, and he was an engineering major. But he felt really strongly about serving his country. And so he had said, you know, he would serve for 3 or 4 years, and then we would return to Texas and be young professionals and pursue our careers. Well, we went to Germany for his first tour, and it was a great experience. But as it approached the time for us to leave, he started talking about, you know, that company command, that looks like it would be a great challenge and a lot of fun. Let's do one more tour. And so we returned, and we ended up at Fort Polk, Louisiana. And I can tell you, 25 years ago, there was absolutely no employment for spouses available. Mm-hmm. So I decided to throw my time and energy into the wives of the soldiers of his company command. And then he commanded a second company, and I found that I really enjoyed connecting with women and building relationships with them. And so fast forward to 2001, one more tour. And by this time, we had two young daughters, and we were back at Fort Polk. And then 9/11 happened, and it got real fast. Mm-hmm. At that time, I was part of PWC. I don't know if your viewers are familiar with that. It's Protestant Women of the Chapel. It's a women's ministry. It's sponsored by the Military Chapel for female spouses. And I was asked to serve as their president. And I was also serving as an FRG, a Family Readiness Group leader. And this was a whole new world for our military spouses, because our soldiers weren't leaving to train. They were leaving for war. And I just became passionate about equipping these women during this challenging time and encouraging them on how to get through this. And so I continued to volunteer in my FRG and PWC. And the next thing I knew, I was asked to teach Bible studies. And then I was approached to speak at women's events, both faith-based and secular. And then an Army chaplain approached me and said, would you come help us teach at our marriage retreats? And so I started doing that as well. And then in 2012, I wrote a 12-week curriculum called Intentional Living, and it was very well received. It became really popular. I have about 50 ladies per class, and it fills within 10 minutes of being offered. And women during this whole time have been really generous with the things they say to me, like, I wish I was moving, you were moving with me to my new duty station, and and just appreciating what I was doing in the community. And I'm really fortunate that Marshall, my husband, is my biggest fan in life. And a few years ago, he started saying things like, you need to increase your influence, Tracy. You need to broaden your reach. And I would just kind of smile and continue to do what I love to do. Well, last year, without my knowledge, Marshall, he has about a 40-minute commute from work to home. And he was on the phone during that commute with our oldest daughter, Catherine, who works at the largest marketing firm in Houston. And they began planning my business. And so, I know, crazy.
Little did you know.
And little did I know, and he was doing legal research, and Catherine was building a website. And so last fall, they set me down and presented this idea to me. And at first, I was really stunned. It had never occurred to me to turn my volunteer work into a business. But after I really got to thinking about it, I was very excited. And so we launched our business on January 1st. And I'm passionate about equipping and encouraging women. And to have this new platform available to reach more women is very exciting. And so I'm able to offer what my teaching and speaking and coaching skills to a much larger audience. So here's the key. We took what I love doing, what I'm passionate about doing as a volunteer, and turned it into a business. And already I've been asked to speak at 3 women's conferences and taught many classes at churches that aren't associated with the military. And I'm still doing what I love to do in the military community, but the requests continue to come in. Because the thing is, the Military Spouse Network is great. I have global ambassadors, women who have been in my class or heard me speak or sharing my information with their churches and women's groups. So I'm in contact with churches all over the United States requesting my services. So sometimes I'm overwhelmed by the response, but mostly it's been fun. So that's kind of an overlook of my story of how I went from volunteer to entrepreneur.
Wow, that's incredible, Tracy. So congratulations, by the way. I mean,
thanks. It's been wonderful.
Having something like that, that you've been able to hone those skills and build that experience for decades. Mm-hmm. And you were doing it because you loved it and you're passionate about it. You never really thought about doing it as a business. And then lo and behold, what takes one, your daughter and your husband kind of put together the business side of things for you and serve it up to you, and here you go.
Yes. And I'm really fortunate. I'm surrounded by talent. My husband has a desire to understand the business parts of the business. And again, my oldest daughter, I spent a lot of money on her education. So it's nice to see it come to use in our life as well. And then our youngest daughter, she's in charge of research. She's a freshman in college and she does all of our research for us. So it's really a family business. I'm the face of it, but all of us contribute to it.
Wow, that's incredible. And of course, your husband and daughters were with you along that journey of building all that experience and expertise and everything else over the decades where you built your, as a volunteer, everything that you're doing. So take us like from 2012, when you decided to jump into this full time, what were some of the first things that happened with you, whether they were good or bad, and kind of take us through, since you've jumped into this more or less full time, what's happened in the last, what would that be, about the last 4 or 5 years?
Well, actually, we decided to do a business this last fall and opened our business January 1st. I think one of the biggest challenges for me was to decide it's okay to make money doing what I absolutely love to do. And I really struggled with that. And then I went to a women's conference last fall called Business Boutique by Christy Wright. And she addressed that several times. Apparently, I'm not the only person who struggles with that. And it was almost like getting permission to make money doing what I feel like I've been gifted to do and what I absolutely love to do. And so that was, for me, a big turning point. And then the other challenge was figuring out, okay, what does my schedule look like now? When you're volunteering, you are committed to it and have to show up when you say you're going to show up. But now as a business owner, I felt like I needed to even become more aggressive in saying no to other things and seeking out time and opportunity for the business.
Yeah, so Marshall and your daughter were working on this plan for a few years. Why did it take a few years to actually go full time, even though you've been talking about it for a few years?
Well, it was something we just talked about. Mm-hmm. We talked about it around the dinner table, and Marshall is still active duty in the military, and he was serving in positions that were extremely demanding. And so at that time, he couldn't put legs to the vision. And our daughter, Catherine, was in college and didn't even live with us. But when we got together, it was just something that was discussed around the dinner table. And it wasn't till this last fall when Marshall had a little more time on his hands. And I laugh, he would go TDY. And later I found out in the evenings in his hotel room, he was sitting reading IRS documents so he could figure out exactly how we needed to set it up. And so it was this last fall that we really started to put the plan together and research what do we need to do now and broaden or put legs again to the vision of what we wanted to do.
Wow. So tell us a little bit, was it an actual book that you wrote or was it just a series of blog posts that you started off with a while back?
It's a curriculum I put together. I have not written the book. It's on my to-do list and it's 12 weeks. It's an hour and a half each session. And it was just me. It was out of a need I felt. We were stationed in the Republic of Korea, and it's an exciting place to be and a great place to be, but it can also be pretty challenging. And so I just saw this need for women. And so I just started developing these workshops. One was on time management. Another one, attitude. I think attitude is critical when you're a military spouse.
Oh, yeah.
And then several were on marriage. I mean, how do you do this marriage thing when you're apart for a year or more at a time? You have all the responsibility of a marriage, but none of the benefits. And so I did several on marriage. I did some on female relationships and how to be a good girlfriend to other women and things on like forgiveness and spiritual gifts. And next thing I knew, I had this curriculum that just all flowed together. And so I've offered it probably 8 times now. And I'm really fortunate. It's got a great reputation. And so as soon as I offer it, currently I'm offering it at Fort Leavenworth, it fills within 10 minutes. And so now what I'm researching is how to do webinars, because women, as you know, Fort Leavenworth has a high rotation. And as women are leaving Fort Leavenworth and the class was full and they didn't get to take it, they're asking, how can I do your intentional living class? So it's just opening even more doors to us.
Yeah, that's incredible. So from what you're saying, when you offer up your 12-week curriculum, do you do like one, is it you all meet in a classroom like once a week and go through it for 12 weeks? Is that the format?
Yes, that's correct. So right now it's face-to-face classroom. And in fact, I'm taking a class on Wednesday to learn how to do webinars. So it's something we can take advantage of the internet and offer to other women.
That's great. Now, I have to ask, because, you know, we're talking about making money doing something you love. Are you, at this point, are you charging money to attend the class?
Not at that class. That class is being offered at PWOC, Protestant Women of the Chapel, mm-hmm. and it's a program where money is not charged. But I am, my speaking fees have, some women are approaching me, it was very interesting to see my first check after 25 years of not seeing my name on a paycheck. It was pretty exciting to see my name. So sometimes I offer things. It depends on who the group is, but I have started charging for my speaking fees and my coaching fees and some of my teaching fees. But my heart started at PWOC, and it's on post, on a military post, so we're not allowed to charge. But I am going to, at the webinars, charge a minimal fee to start helping help to cover my costs.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, hold on to that thought real quick, Tracy, and we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Have you joined the Veteran on the Move Facebook group? I personally invite every guest that I have on the podcast to join the group. So the Veteran on the Move Facebook group is a great way to connect with previous podcast guests. Our Facebook group will keep you in touch with other veterans that are transitioning to entrepreneurship, and you will also get great updates and free guides on the people, programs, and resources that will help you in your transition to entrepreneurship. All right, we're back with Tracy Doherty, and we're talking about essentially how you took, you know, 25 years of volunteering as a loyal, dedicated military spouse as your husband progressed through his career, and eventually, here recently, actually turning that into an entrepreneurial business. So you've actually been getting paid a few times here recently, which is awesome. And so what your main focus as far as some of the things you're doing that bring in money, that bring in revenue, although you're still doing a lot of volunteer and free stuff, you're getting involved in speaking coaching and teaching, and you're able to start charging for some of those things. So give us a little bit of detail about what that's like. You know, I mean, you know, what's that? You talked for the first time about seeing your name on a paycheck for the first time, how exciting that was. So talk us through a little bit about that.
Well, the speaking, I've spoken in front of a group that was as large as 500. And since we started this business in January, and then this last week, I spoke to a group of 50 women. And so that's how we've started the revenue. And I offer them ideas of topics that they want me to speak on, and we shape it to whatever their venue is, what they want their audience to know when they've left the room. So we've been doing that with the speaking, and I've been doing that for a number of years, and for the first time, though, charging for it. And then the coaching, the beauty of this is now I can coach women all over the world. We don't have to be in the same location. And so we're taking advantage of the internet to offer that service to women all over. And it's usually they choose 3 to 5 sessions, and then we can go ahead and do it again if they feel like there's another topic or area they want me to coach them in. But I've really enjoyed that. And then the third thing we offer is teaching. And I haven't charged money for that yet. But again, we're hoping to open the opportunity of webinars so we can reach a broader audience and do that here very soon.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, because I'm thinking like your 12-week curriculum that you have, you could break those down and put one of those into an individual online class and charge by the individual class or by the whole group or, you know, the first half, second half, that kind of thing. So that sounds like, have you thought about, even I know you haven't turned that into a revenue stream yet, but as well vetted as that 12-week curriculum program you have is, I would think that would be something that would be great to look at as far as potential revenue in the future.
Yes, absolutely. Because some of the topics really resonate with some of the women. We usually open with living your priorities. Women are busy, but they're so discontented and unsatisfied because they've just allowed other people, their peers, their parents, social media, to dictate how they spend their time. And so I equip them with the tools on how to discover what are they passionate about? How do they see themselves living out their lives? And it's a simple thing, but I also teach them how to say no. For some women, that's really difficult. But once that you empower them with that skill, it's amazing what they can achieve.
So you're saying letting social media run your life is a real problem?
Yes, absolutely. Because it used to be when I was a child, you know, the Joneses, who we all tried to outdo, they lived next door. And mm-hmm. Now the Joneses, we're seeing every Joneses in the world and feeling like we've got to keep up and we can't move ahead. But we're just trying to keep our head above the water to try and keep up with the world that we feel like we're supposed to be successful in.
Yeah. So there definitely is some truth that social media tends to wear on us at least a little, if not a lot, that our life isn't as exciting as everybody else's.
Correct.
So what kind of advice do you give women to counteract that? Stay off the phone.
Yes. Well, I live a faith-based life. And so I use prayer and my Bible to help me decide what are the priorities of my life. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, I have just found too many women haven't even thought about what's my priority. And so I like to walk women through figuring out what their priorities are in life, because a balanced life is a myth. It's just flat a myth. It is about figuring out your priorities and then letting everything else go. And a big part of that is other people's expectations. And you have to be willing to disappoint other people. And they will tell you that they're disappointed, but you have to learn how. And I give you the skills on how you are comfortable with that disappointment. And the thing is, then you start experiencing joy. When you're living the life that you want to live, it's an exciting time for you.
Wow, that's incredible. Great advice. Now, I understand, did you and your husband go through the Kauffman Fast Track program a while back to help jumpstart things?
We did. The timing couldn't have been better, Joe. It was offered last fall up at Fort Leavenworth. And fortunately, CTL, the Center for Transitional Leadership, offers it, makes it available for free to those associated with the military. And it's a great program. It's about a 10-week long course, I think, but it's really in depth. And it just helped us develop our business plan. It taught us how to research our market, how to reach our market. We made some changes to our plan that we didn't realize, but due to that course, we became aware of them and what it looks like to have employees. And the other thing is they bring in experts in different areas of business, such as lawyers, to discuss the legal side of owning your own business. I studied accounting in college, but I haven't been able to use that this whole time being married to the military, and so I haven't stayed up to date. And they bring in accountants to talk about money issues. And then they would bring in retired soldiers and spouses of soldiers who would share their entrepreneurial story and what went really well for them and what things maybe they would have done differently if they would have known beforehand. So to be able to participate in that was a huge benefit, a huge blessing for us.
Yes, absolutely. And for those of you that are not aware of the Kauffman Foundation is an organization here in the Kansas City area. They do teach Kauffman Fast Track at several places around the country. I encourage you to go to their website and look up the Fast Track program is the program that Tracy's referring to. It is a Kansas City based company, but they are their mission is to encourage and foster entrepreneurship around the world, not just in Kansas City by any means. So look up Kauffman Fast Track, Kauffman with a K. And see if there might be one of these fast track programs near you on a military base, that kind of thing. I know the one at Fort Leavenworth is the only one that's actually taught on a military base, so you may have to look around out in town. If you can't find something like that, my point here is there's a lot of these programs out there. There's a lot of nonprofit organizations and other organizations, the Small Business Association, all sorts of great programs out there that do go through these boot camps, these workshops to help you formulate a plan and put things in order to get your business started and bring in experts and expose you to all these resources that are available to you as a veteran or soon to be a veteran or a spouse that's looking to get a business going. So this is just one example of not only a great program, but somebody who's been through one of those programs and speaks so highly of it. You've got all the content, you got the business idea, but you guys went through the program, and you went through the program as a married couple, which is even better, you know. So you're both kind of on the same sheet of music coming out of the course. So these programs are readily available. Most of them are free for military folks and their spouses. There's tons of them. Go find them on the Veteran on the Move website. I've got reference to a few of them. I am planning on coming out with a better resource guide here in the near future. So where are you at now? First, let me ask, what's it like? Because you're essentially full-time entrepreneur at this point, right?
Yes.
Kids are out of the house. You're diving all into this. Your husband's going to retire soon. What's it like having crossed over to where you're like, I think I'm actually going to do this. I'm going to become a full-time entrepreneur.
Well, at first it was scary because, again, it hadn't really occurred to me. And then as I got excited about being able to continue to do what I loved, that was one of the things that, I don't know, I was a little nervous about Marshall retiring because then I was like, who do I get to passionately serve and encourage and equip? And this has really opened the door for that. And the thing is, we've become, have a heightened awareness to other entrepreneurs, and we've really sought out former military members and spouses. And what an encouraging community. We, when we went to do our branding and logo, we found a Marine spouse who helped us with that. And just so many people have just made themselves known and offered such wonderful advice to us. And so it's a great community of people who really try and help one another along. I know you, Joe, were one of the first people I made contact with, and you immediately set me up with another woman and introduced me to your program and invited me to be a part of what you're doing. And and so I have found that the military entrepreneurial community is very, very encouraging and very willing to share information with one another.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned that, Tracy, because I did want to point out, you and I and Marshall, we met essentially at a networking event that CTL, Center for Transitional Leadership, had put together up in Leavenworth. And I serve on the board of directors for CTL. And so I went to see the speaker, and that was the coffee presentation. And Alana, she's been on the show already previously. And, you know, that's where we met. And
yes.
You know, we exchanged information, and, you know, here you are on the show. And you know, we ran into each other, ironically, over at church a while back. And, you know, here we are doing a great interview and everything, which is what I normally do. But, you know, again, I just want to point out, if you don't get out of the house and go to these networking events, you're not going to meet people. And you can't go into it with an expectation of who you want to meet or what you want to have happen, because that never does. You just have to go and accept what happens. And you know, countless times we talk about networking on the show all the time and how important it is. You got to get out of the house, get off the base, get off the post, and get out into the community and network and just meet people and just watch what happens. It works.
I agree. And networking, when it first came up, for some reason, it was just kind of a sleazy word to me. Yeah. And for some reason, I thought it meant that I'm going to come and talk all about me and we're going to make it all about me. But then I realized networking was about, here, can I help you with this? And here, can I help with you with this? And everyone was out there helping one another. And we have in this short time, realized the power of network.
Yes, and it's one of those things you don't appreciate networking until you see it work, until you see it come to fruition, and then you have it happen a few times. You're like, oh, now I understand it. It kind of seems like a waste of time when you're in the middle of it, or when you have to stop what you're doing to go to a networking event. It's so easy to just not do it, but it really does pay huge dividends, especially for somebody that's still in the military and getting ready to transition. Networking is going to be your main key to success.
And you'll meet great people.
Yes, absolutely. So it's just about building those relationships. So, Tracy, we're getting close to the end of our time. I do want to give you a chance for a shout out. So if somebody wants to get in touch with you for either, you know, speaking or some coaching, or to check out your 12-week curriculum, although it's only offered in person at this point, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, my website is equipandencouragewomen.com, and there you'll be able to contact me with, and it also provides more information on my speaking, teaching, and coaching services. But the other thing is, I do every week have a free 5-minute video to equip and encourage women, and I really try and bring up the topics that are important to women, such as 2 days ago I recorded 5 steps to dealing with the unknown. As military spouses, or even just as people, we deal so much with the unknown, from where are we going to move to what's the diagnosis of the doctor, what's he going to tell me, and just how scary the unknown can be and how to deal with that. I do a lot on marriage, 3 tools to a better marriage, 5 ways to connect with teenagers. And again, these are all free resources. 4 tools to improve your attitude, why put fight in your marriage. And the thing is, if you subscribe on my website, you'll also receive a 16-minute free video entitled Living Your Priorities, which I'm extremely passionate about. So those are just a few things available on our website. So I hope you take the opportunity to check us out.
That's great, Tracy. Definitely do that. You can also find those links in the show notes for this episode on the website. So one last thing, Tracy, if you're talking with that military spouse out there that's listening to you, and she's got an idea for a business, or she's very passionate about something and wants to turn that into a business, you know, what kind of information, what kind of recommendations, what would you say to that military spouse that's looking to get into entrepreneurship?
Well, first of all, continue doing what you love to do. That's where you experience your joy. I would start looking. Another great resource that's free is we found our public library had a wonderful business library that we used. And then if you pay attention, next thing you know, you'll see spouse entrepreneurs all around you. And just start offering, take them out to coffee, spend a little time with them. They are so brilliant with the ideas that they'll share with you. And so I would encourage you, just go for it. Go for it.
All right, Tracy, great information. You know, I wish we could talk some more. We could probably go on for several hours. So look forward to your future success. 2017 looks like it's stacking up to be a great year for you. So I look forward to seeing you around town and seeing your future success.
Thank you so much, Joe. And thanks for having me on your show.
You bet. Thanks for being here. All right, Tracy, we're out. As you can tell from listening to the Veteran on the Move podcast, interviews are a great way to tell your story and spread the word about your business. If you would like to get booked as a podcast guest, I recommend Interview Valet. You can check out Interview Valet at veteranonthemove.com/valet. Be sure to check out thrive15.com, the world's premier online education platform that helps entrepreneurs, aspiring entrepreneurs, and entrepreneurs learn how to start or grow a successful business. Start your free 30-day membership by going to thrive15.com and use the promo code VETERAN. Thank you for listening to Veteran on the Move, your pathfinder to freedom. If you like the show, leave us a review on iTunes. Reviews are always greatly appreciated. So until next time, this veteran is Oscar Mike.